Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from Barbara McDonald.
I was living in Pompano Beach, Florida, and owned a small house in the area. And since I'm a do-it-yourselfer, I had decided to paint the house myself. And upon doing some of the work around the house, I found some damage in some of the wood, even though it was basically a black house. But I found some damage in the wood up around the roof area. And I had learned a little bit about termites or heard a little bit about them and got a little panicky and was wondering if it was termite work. And even though this was back, I believe, in 2001, I was fortunate to have an internet, and which very few people had at the time. Got on and started to see if I could find some information, went over to the library, tried to find some books, but most of the information was really more in depth than I wanted to focus on, and thought, gee, it would be so nice to have just information for a simple homeowner like myself that I could look at and just kind of find out, is this termite damage? What is it? What do I need to do about it? So I did take the information that I did find and started writing a little booklet on what I call termite alert, what every homeowner needs to know. At the time, I was in Toastmasters learning more about communication. I had finished a degree in college recently. I went to school late, but had finished a degree there on marketing. And I thought, let me put some of this to use. And I could put the book together. It was something that was well needed for the average homeowner out there. And because I found it actually so fascinating, it just kind of rolled because I was gathering the information, and the more information I gathered and was kind of trying to put it in a format I could understand, the book kind of formulated itself. Plus the fact of having a new PC, which was unusual then, I wanted to take advantage of everything that I had, and the Toastmasters, the speaking, learning communications, the writings, and being able to work with other Toastmasters of finding an editor, of working with them, and the editor had a husband that did wonderful artwork and put together a cover and a back cover and make the book even more interesting and easy to follow. And I learned so much about termites. My friends were just getting sick of hearing about them. People really need to understand what they kind of look like and the signs that they might have them so that they don't turn into a huge problem, because in the research, I did find that it can cost thousands and thousands of dollars if they are in the home for long, long periods of time. Let's see, the easiest way to tell if you've got termites or if you have a problem is when they swarm, normally in the spring, you will see a little, they go for the light, so you'll normally see little bugs with little wings on the windowsills. And to get a magnifying glass out to be able to look at them, because they do look a little bit different than ants. A lot of times people think that they're little flying ants, but ants have several different bodies. They have kind of those little lumps in them, where a termite is kind of one long piece. So you have to use a magnifying glass to look at them closely. But when you see a little bug with little wings on it, that's one of the big signs that you have a termites in the house somewhere. There are some things that you do to prevent them as far as, because there's two different types of termites. There's called the wood-eating termite and the termite that comes from underneath the ground, the subterranean termite. But the wood-eating termites, being careful of what you bring into your house. If you're bringing in, you find an antique chest someplace, you want to check that over thoroughly. It doesn't have little holes in it, so you're not bringing termites into the house. Subterranean termites would be the termites that you would come in from underneath the ground. You don't want to stack wood up against your house. You don't want to put wood chips around your house. Any place that's near wood, that would bring termites to a feeding frenzy up there. If you're putting wood chips right near something, right around your house where there's wood. So there are things that you can kind of do to prevent them. There's not 100% that you can do. There's treatments that you put in the ground to help prevent them. So there are steps that people do need to take to try to prevent them. While I was doing the work, I had the house tented, which every Florida homeowner has seen that down there, driving around, seeing a big tarp over somebody's house. I also had sent a copy of the book when I did have it put into a booklet form to my sister out in Arizona who owns a home out there, and she found it very useful. Any of your warm areas, Florida, Texas, Arizona, your warm states really have a problem with termites. Well, I did finish putting the booklet together in 2002, and because of an ill parent, I moved back up to Michigan in 2004, so Michigan is not a state that has problems with termites. They do have wood-eating ants, but it's not an issue up here because of the cold weather in the winter. It would most often freeze the ground, so they don't have a problem with those termites.
Barbara McDonald, a story about becoming a termite expert.
Yes, and becoming a first-time author.
That's impressive.
As well. Yes.
But she still had to get her house tented.
That is true, but she learned a whole lot in the process. One of the things I love about this story is she starts off by saying she's a do-it-yourselfer. And by the end of the story, not only has she diagnosed has she started to paint her house, not only has she diagnosed her problem, yes, she didn't tent the house herself, but she actually, like they say in the expression, she wrote the book on termites.
I'm really surprised that as late as 2001, there's not a user-friendly termite book.
Well, she couldn't find one. And remember, she says it was early on in the internet, if we can imagine such a thing. And she was one of the few who had them. I'm sure not everybody had everything. Amazon was not what it is now. And I'm sure not everybody had everything online yet. And for whatever reason, in her library and online, she couldn't find the help she needed. And so she did something about it.
And like she says, with a good editor, you could sell anything. There's another termite book out there, Karen.
Not to mention the termite TV shows and the, and the movie. You know, this is, as far as I'm concerned, not only a do-it-yourself story par excellence, but an American story par excellence. I mean, this is our heritage as Americans. We see a need, we fill it,
a
right?
Do-it-yourself attitude.
A do-it-yourself attitude. And it is so, what charms me about the story is, you know, in such a matter-of-fact way, she says, well, you know, I was finishing up the degree in marketing, and I was learning how to speak, learning, improving my communication, and I had this problem, and I did so. I mean, I personally would not have even been in the situation of painting my own house, much less sit down and research my own termite problem. And I just love the kind of gumption that this story presents.
Now that she's an expert in termites, she moved back to Michigan where they don't have termites.
I know. What a waste. You know, there are so few people, relatively, comparatively, in South Florida who are like you, Michael, who were born here and lived here all their lives. So many of us come from elsewhere and may or may not stay. But one of the things that we find when we come here that we're not used to is termites. Some people aren't used to mosquitoes. Some people aren't used to hurricanes. Some people aren't used to no snow. There are all kinds of things that when we come to a subtropical environment, we need to get used to. And the interesting thing about the story is that this is very much a South Florida story in that not only was it about termites, but it was about coming here from somewhere else, learning about an ecosystem, and then leaving.
Well, I'd like to hear more stories of people and their South Florida experience. How can they get in touch with you if they're interested?
Email me, please, at cneile@fsandfrankau.edu.
Or our website also has contact information, as well as archive stories at WLRN.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is an affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.